AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today is the day former President Donald Trump predicted he could be arrested as part of a hush money investigation involving him in New York. Alvin Bragg is the Manhattan District Attorney in this case. More on him from the AP's Julie Walker.
The Harvard law grad is a Democrat. Before Alvin Bragg won a tough primary to become Manhattan's first black DA, he was a civil rights lawyer who once represented the family of police chokehold victim Eric Garner. He was also a former federal prosecutor who oversaw a lawsuit that shut down Donald Trump's charitable foundation. Growing up in Harlem during the 1980s crack epidemic, Bragg was held at gunpoint six times, three by police. He's been criticized for wanting to eliminate cash bail and for going easy on criminals. Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks have moved higher on Wall Street as investors have backed off a bit on worries about recent bank collapses. Speaking to the American Bankers Association, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the situation is stabilizing and the banking system remains sound. But
we are ready and prepared to take the steps that are necessary to ensure depositors that the banking system and their deposits are safe.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously for a deaf student in Michigan who sued his public school system for providing an inadequate education. The case is significant for other disabled students who allege they were failed by school officials. Detectives in England are investigating an attack in which a man was set on fire as he walked home from a mosque. A suspect has been arrested. TikTok went on the counteroffensive, rolling out updated rules and standards for content as its CEO warns against a possible U.S. ban on the Chinese-owned video sharing app. Among the most significant changes are additional details about its restrictions on deepfakes, also known as synthetic media, created by artificial intelligence. This is AP News. More Americans are buying homes.
Existing home sales jumped 14.5% last month from January, says the National Association of Realtors. That's the strongest sales pace since September, and it's higher than economists were expecting. The surge in sales ended a 12-month decline that led to the nation's worst housing slump in nearly a decade as mortgage rates surged. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage last week was 6.6%, down a little bit. The typical home price is now $363,000, and there are more homes for sale. The number of homes on the market is up 15% from a year ago. I'm Rita Foley.
Gwyneth Paltrow's trial is set to start in Utah in a lawsuit filed by a retired optometrist who said the actress turned lifestyle influencer violently crashed into him in 2016 while skiing. Terry Sanderson says he was seriously injured. Paltrow says Sanderson is overstating his injuries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.